Super Indian.
Super Indian. The origins of wampum bags. 2 years later at the Leaning Oak School, history teacher Jorgen Storm calms his students.
Now, name the seven clans of the Leaning Oak Band. Hubert.
Yes, Mr. Storm. Mm-hmm. Eagle, beaver, deer, moose,
wolf, fish, and bear.
Very good, Derek. You're my best student.
Mr. Storm, I had 4 out of 7. I care.
I care not for whiners, Hubert. Now, my people are the Geats, more commonly referred to as Goths. Bear.
My cousin is a Goth. He wears pasty white makeup and black eyeliner, but he sweats real bad. We call him the Crow.
Does anyone understand what he just said?
Yes, it's Super Indian. Young Hubert Logan continues to harness his superpowers. He and his best friend, General Bear, meet at recess.
Hubert, remember who hauled Derek in? My FBI dad, that's who. Oh, hi, Derek.
General Bear, your dad is FBI, all right. A fry bread inspector.
Derek, General Bear's dad hauled your butt to juvie.
And wasn't juvie. It was a laboratory.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Okay, put him up.
Derek, Grandma Logan is behind
you. I'm not afraid of that old bag.
Got a job for all of you.
Yes, ma'am.
Tribal Councilman Jerry Yellowshirt is making a movie and needs extras. Come to the cafeteria after school, boys.
Yes, ma'am.
Later that day, Grandma Flora Logan sits before the cameras of Wallace Ward, respected New York anthropologist and filmmaker.
Mrs. Logan, as Leaning Oak's tribal historian and medicine woman, I need your honest opinion on government policies that disregard tribal sovereignty.
Oh, no. I'll cuss.
People don't want happy. Your bitterness will guarantee this documentary a spot at a major film festival, huh?
He'll make us more popular than the Lakotas.
Jerry Yellowshirt! Don't believe everything a guy wearing braids says. Where are you from, Anthroman?
That is none of your concern, Mrs. Logan. Bring in the artifacts, please, Mr. Storm.
Here it is, Mr. Ward. Straight from the school basement. This crate has been sealed since 1924. Boys, help me get the lid open.
Wow, those are some dusty moccasins.
Mr. Storm, look at this cool belt.
Why, my great-grandfather Horace Yellowshirt wore that at the spring fling.
Give me that. So, the legend published in Anthro Now is true. Huh? It's the mystical wampum belt of the Iroquois medicine man, Rabbit Micmac. I, Wallace Ward, celebrated native advocate, take possession of this belt.
No.
Let me adjust it here.
Don't put it on! Power to reach! No!
Oh, wow! Hubert! That anthro disappeared into dust?
Silly anthro! Wampum belts aren't for kids. They're for men who can control the power.
Jorgen Storm, don't put it on!
Flora Logan, unlike others of your tribe, I wanted to learn from your medicine.
Mrs. Logan, I'm sorry I dropped out of your storytelling class. I got a conference call. Gotta run.
The wampum belt is mine! Jorgen Storm is no more. I am now Wampum Biggs, and I am the boss of you all.
Boys, go get help.
Wampum, let's go to Area 51. I'll show you some real power tools. Follow me.
Derek Thunder, this is the beginning of a beautiful evil friendship. Take that, Flora Logan.
Come back, or you are hoots.
Moments later, a shaken Hubert and General Bear crouch behind the school dumpster.
General Bear, look, smoke.
Hubert, there's Grandma. Oh. She looks like a piece of burnt toast. Grandma, you okay?
Oh, Wampum Bags and Derek got away with that wampum belt.
Grandma, when Derek Thunder and Wampum Bags come back, we'll be ready for them.
Yeah.
And there you have it, the evil origins of Super Indian's nemesis, Wampum Bags. Tune in next time for more exciting adventures with Super Indian!
Super Indian!
A Native Voices at the Autry production.